For the past 5 years, the Woolworths Group has pushed to establish a Dan Murphy's in Darwin. The proposed site is within walking distance of several dry Indigenous communities and has been continually opposed by Aboriginal health services and community leaders. The NT Liquor Commission rejected the proposal last year. Earlier this month, the Northern Territory Government introduced a bill that would override this decision. The local government and the Liquor Commission are now concerned that public health risks are being ignored. Sophie Ellis has more.
Woolworths Endeavour Group has reached new developments in its bid to build one of the largest Dan Murphy stores in Australia within walking distance of three alcohol-free Aboriginal communities. The bid was rejected by the NT Liquor Commission last year over the public health concerns to the neighbouring communities. Earlier this month, the NT government rushed through a bill that will override this decision and instead place the go-ahead with the government director of liquor licensing. The Liquor Commission now fears that the bill will allow government to approve the Darwin Dan Murphy bid and other proposed liquor stores across NT without due consideration of public health. The CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance of Northern Territory, John Patterson, says the approval of the Dan Murphy's Super Liquor outlet will have huge detrimental impacts to not only nearby communities but the entire population of Darwin. He says it will undo the good done in recent years to tackle health risks posed by alcohol.
The health impact, a huge spike in alcohol-related admissions to emergency department, particularly here at the Royal Darwin Hospital. We've just worked effectively with the Northern Territory Government to implement and reduce some of those behaviours, some of those alcohol-related problems that the broader community were highlighting day in, day out. We brought those measures in and we're now starting to turn the corner for the better. And here we have a government that's prepared to undo all of that good work from the key stakeholders, including the Aboriginal Community Control Health Service, you know, by allowing this huge liquor outlet being built in the proposed site in Darwin.
The CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, Katerina Giorgi, says the Dan Murphy site will increase alcohol-related harm.
Well, the Northern Territory already has high rates of risky drinking and higher rates of alcohol harm than the rest of the country. And what we also know is that alcohol is associated with increased family violence, increased interpersonal violence more generally, increased chronic disease. And if Woolworths puts one of the biggest bottle shops in the country in this location, we will absolutely see an increase in harms. And that's what the NT Liquor Commission found. And that's why this store has been pushed back for 5 years.
She believes that the Woolworths Group have continually failed to consider community concerns, and the government's backing of the bid sends a strong message to Indigenous communities.
What's happened is Woolworths has pushed and they've pushed and they've pushed. They've not engaged meaningfully with the communities. They've not engaged meaningfully with community organisations. I think the message that it sends is that the processes that are set up to keep people healthy and safe, to protect people from harm, don't matter when large corporations want something different.
Many Aboriginal allied health services and community groups are in staunch opposition to the bill and claim rushing the proposed store will have devastating effects on vulnerable communities. Both Endeavour Drinks and the Northern Territory Government have been heavily criticised for their failure to listen to Indigenous voices and respect the validity of the Liquor Commission's rejection of the project. The NT Director of Liquor Licensing is currently undergoing their assessment of the initial application, including the location change and opposition. John Patterson says whatever the director's decision, the bill has corroded community trust, and if the bid is passed, it will cause major damage.
This has now created a big mistrust, huge mistrust from the Aboriginal service providers particularly. We're going to see increased numbers of alcohol-related violence, particularly on women and children, where we've just to ensure that we reduce those sorts of behaviours. And these two liquor licences, four liquor licences get approved, then we're going to have a huge alcohol crisis on our hands in the broader community.
David Patterson, CEO of the Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, Northern Territory, ending that report by Sophie Ellis.